From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now the Reserve Bank, so it's down to 30% for the next meeting, is it?
Yeah, I just want a very quick update here. Assistant Governor of the Reserve Bank, Karen Silk, she gave an interview on Friday. This is one of their meeting commitments after, you know, the MPS and all the hype.
Was that the CNBC interview or somewhere else?
I think it was Bloomberg.
Okay.
I think it was Bloomberg interview. But basically, she very clearly indicated that the strong likelihood, the market was probably picking this anyway, is that the next 25 basis point move is in December. So the market now pretty much got 100% probability of that, of market pricing for the next move in the OCR. So what it basically says is nothing happening, or probably, in all likelihood, nothing happening just before the election. So you've taken that sort of late October potential sort of volatility out of the market, but you just get a nice little pre-Christmas present instead.
Yeah, cool.
So that's, yeah, confirmation there.
QV, I was thinking about the QV numbers, and do you remember that bet where I said 7% growth? I mean, how out of touch am I?
Not that long ago.
I mean, what an idiot.
I don't think you've ever actually paid up on that.
No, I haven't.
To tell the honest truth. No. So anyway, good things come to those who wait, Mike. Anyway, I've got all sorts of things to talk about in residential property. So QV released the latest house price index information yesterday. Comes after the totality data revealed, recently revealed a 1% fall in the median value of residential property across New Zealand. And I suppose the number we all keep looking at is the fall from the peak. The totality was 18.2% fall from the peak. Well, QV released their data yesterday. Same direction, very slightly different movement. So the data's all sort of coming into line. Residential property values reduced 1.9% nationally over the last 3 months. There does appear to be this little recent slump, because over the last year, their data is only down 1.3%. So the quarterly decline, highest quarterly move in the last 2 years. Buyers still very much in the controlling position. They can afford to take their time. And as we pointed out, great time for first-time buyers. QV characterises this as a slow deterioration rather than a sudden correction. I'm still asking myself the question, Mike, as to whether or not we're seeing a little bit of capitulation from homeowners. Is this evidence of a little bit of seller's fatigue? So they're getting a bit worn down. They're meeting the market. Probably quite good, because it allows you to clear some of that inventory. Big cities are still showcasing the weakness. Auckland, 2.7% fall in the quarter. Wellington, 3.5% fall in the quarter. Even the resilient Christchurch market fell 0.5%. But I've got a couple of comments to make, Mike. Firstly, this is a massive topic across the Tasman.
Yes.
And sometimes sort of what happens in Australia, we see it happen here as well. Now, AFR have got this big property summit on. It started yesterday, big two-day hui in Sydney. Today, the focus is on residential property. Yesterday was ostensibly about commercial property, but it seems like they couldn't escape references all day to the housing market downturn in Australia. So today on residential will be fascinating. We'll report any juicy headlines tomorrow. But Mike, more importantly, Friday, building work put in place data came out. Now, volume of building work rose 4.8% in the second quarter. It was much stronger than expectations. So not only does that give you a little bit of risk to your second quarter GDP numbers, but are we seeing action in the residential property sector, in the residential construction sector? Is this the pickup that we've been waiting for from that lift in building consents? Because if that's correct, I think that's a very interesting and, dare I say, exciting development.
Very good insight. Chinese throwing yet more money at their problems. When do I start worrying about this?
The thing is that they've sort of got this two economy thing going on. So the exports are still very strong, but the domestic economy, they've just got to work through, again, this sort of property issue, which is putting pressure on everyone. But anyway, I try and keep a bit of focus on it, because our biggest trading partner, important part of our economic health. Recent data has suggested or lifted expectations of the government giving the domestic economy a hand, a bit of a boost. So we have news of stimulus. It's appeared. Three state lenders, so that's three banks and five insurers, are going to get $54 billion US, I think it is. So that's just under 100 billion Kiwi from the state. So it's the first time stimulus has been aimed at insurers. The market probably was anticipating this. It's effectively a recapitalization of these institutions, and hopefully the insurers will invest some of that money into the share market. That's what they're hoping. The government's trying to lift the domestic economy, lift domestic demand. So let's see if it works.
Okay, what are your numbers?
So the US market's 0.5% down on the Dow Jones. Now, I've actually, to tell the honest truth, Mike, I haven't checked whether the market's actually trading for Labor Day. Sometimes they trade.
I wouldn't have thought it would.
I don't think they are. So let's just go straight to the FTSE 100. Down 9 points, 10,822. The Nikkei was up 2.12%, 1,378 points, 66,399. Shanghai Composite up 3, so small move, 3,932. The ASX 200 up 5, 9,010, small moves. The NZX 50 dropped 31 points, 0.22%, 13,942. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.5878 against the US, 0.8142 against the Aussies. They're still not looking pretty soggy there. 0.5056 euro, 0.4340 pounds, 90.73 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,407, and Brent crude, no respite there either, 97 bucks. Yeah.
It's a mess. No trading, just to confirm that for you. You have a good one, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.